מי שנכנס, אדם רבים בשמחה. Come to the Gemara and says, be very happy, Adar is coming. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, so what you got to do? You got to drink every day a little bit of wine.
Not mevushal.
Not mevushal and not sweet. A simple explanation, of course, what it means is, since Purim is coming, and Rashi says, excuse me, Purim and Pesach follow after Purim, you have to be happy because of the miracles. Mainly, of course, the miracle of Purim. But the Megillah tells us, was Haman try to destroy all of Israel, and Baruch Hashem, we survived. But if we think about it, it's a very small reason to celebrate. The way the Megillah tells us, the way the Gemara explains, Am Yisrael did not behave. Either they went to the party of Ahasuerus, or they bowed down to a statue in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, years before. And Hashem was upset, and, Hashem was upset, and Hashem agreed, so-called, with Satan, Chas Shalom, to get rid of Am Yisrael. So here came Esther and Mordechai, and ready to Ani, ready to Shuvah, and the Gezerah was cancelled. Nothing to celebrate. Because the Gezerah came because we didn't behave. If somebody doesn't behave and gets punished, or almost gets punished, after the whole decree is over, we don't make a party. We're making a party. You should not have done what you did, that you, the Gezerah, the decree would not have come. The decree came because you didn't behave. So, it's embarrassing. Likewise, somebody, for example, robbed a bank, was sentenced to be in jail for a long time. And he comes out of jail, makes a party, every year a party. What's the party? I came out of jail. Okay, I got a pardon from the prison. Okay. Why were you in jail? You were in jail because you did something wrong, right? So what's the celebration? It's embarrassment. Every time the Purim is coming, he says, what is this? Well, my father didn't behave. He went to the party. He bowed down to the statue. It's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. Nothing to be proud of. Even though an innocent person and has a miracle, okay, then you celebrate. But if somebody was saved from a bad thing that would have happened to him because he did not behave, it's not to celebrate it. You say, thank God. You say, Shinishmat Kol Chai. But not to celebrate. How come you had this difficulty in your life? That's because you didn't behave. So because something happened, Hashem saved you, you make a party. Besides that, we had other miracles, even bigger than that. Much bigger than that. Haman only wanted to kill us. So it's every generation is like this. One time it's called Hitler, one time it's called Saddam Hussein, one time it's called the United Nations. They're all on the same path. That's what we say Yish Amda in Agadah Shel Pesach. B'chol Dor V'Dor. It's not new. The Gemara says, we are like the sheep, and everybody else is like wolf, and they want to kill us. So it's one of them. Nothing happened. It's a crazy man. Haman, a crazy man. So we survived. Okay, so what's celebration? What's celebration? Nothing. No celebration at all. And again, the much more miracle that actually we were really in danger, real danger. Like one of them, that Namit tells us, was the first Saddam Hussein, Sancheriv. Powerful, powerful. Gemara says, when the Namit says, conquer the whole world. Not only conquer the whole world, the Gemara says, I want to make sure that he'll be forever and nobody will rebel against him. So the Gemara says he removed all the nations from its own place. Gemara says today the Egyptians are not Egyptians. They came from another place. The original Egyptians were sent out of Egypt. The Gemara says Bilbel et kol ha'olam. He confused the whole world. He moved the whole world around. Then he came to Eretz Israel and was able to take 10 tribes, millions of people, ship them out next to China and Tibet. And then he came to Yerushalayim and he made a decision in Yerushalayim. He's going to destroy Yerushalayim. But he says, you know, after the destruction of the whole world, it's not just somebody who was thinking like Haman. Actually, he did it. And then Yishayahu Nabi told Chizkiyahu, the king at the time, don't worry, Hashem is going to make a miracle. In the morning, Chizkiyahu got up, and millions of soldiers are dead, without tanks, without air force, without anything. They're all dead. Inside the tunnels, they all died. Millions of them. There's no celebration for this. Why do you make a holiday for this? This is real danger. And not only that, at that time, those people at Yerushalayim were very holy. Everybody was learning Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, everybody was learning all the mitzvot. So Chizkiyahu was supposed to be Mashiach almost became Mashiach. The generation was so holy. So innocent people, then they were in danger and we survived. A much bigger miracle than just Haman wanted to do something. Nothing. No halil, nothing. It's true, it happened on Pesach, it doesn't matter. I'm not even mentioning it. I mean, let's talk about this. Much more bigger, much, much bigger than me. The idea of Purim starts, the Megillah starts, the story. As the Gemara says, of course, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, it's not the story. As the Zohar says, of course, it happened. It was Ahasuerus, it was Mordechai and Esther. But hints of a lot of things. It's not a story was written. The Gemara says, Esther and Mordechai and Ruach HaKodesh. Every word in the Megillah is precisely exactly in the whole story needed for the miracle of Purim. Every mitzvah to read the Megillah, okay? I read the Megillah. Megillah starts in time of Ahasuerus. Says on the third year that he was a king, he made a party. The Megillah describes that Ahasuerus sat on his chair. That's how Megillah starts. And then he made a party. What is the importance of the chair? The Gemara says, was the chair of Shlomo, that Shlomo made. And the world used to come and look at the chair. But it's a very special chair. Sometimes sounds like something with computers. The way the Gemara describes the chair, as Shlomo climbed on it, and what happened when he sat down on the seat over there, with all the little things that he made, sounds like a big computer, big, major. And that chair was taken away from Yerushalayim a few times, back and forth, and from nation to nation. And now Ahasuerus, after he so-called destroyed, and he is Kurosh, the Yavish, that destroyed Iraq, Babel, the chair is in Iran, in Shushan. And in Shushan, and the chair was broken from all this movement, transit, and 3 years, Ahasuerus brought people to fix the chair. He fixed the chair. When the chair was fixed, then he's making the party. Because you have his wife. Because Baruch Hashem, you have a chair. It's true. The Gemara says certain things Ahasuerus did, it's not with a lot of wisdom. But still, it's going to make now a party. 6 months without stopping, 180 days. Serving the whole world. Why? The chair. Chair. What do you do with the chair? Again, it's a very nice thing that the chair is here. So, police make a party. Sounds from the Megillah, the whole party is because of the chair. And then the Megillah jumps and tells us that Haman comes into the picture. And Ahasuerus appointed Haman to be the head of the parliament. Not only that, Ahasuerus had a seat over there in the parliament, and he told the people over there, please put Haman's chair higher than my chair. Story in the Megillah. We asked him, so me'al kol ha'zrim asher ito. What difference does it make? Why did the Megillah tell us again? The Megillah is Ruach HaKodesh. It's not important. Why it's over here? Okay. Then the whole story of Haman. Again, being mentioned, the concept of a chair. And then the Megillah will tell you that the decree came out and Mordechai found out and he spoke to Esther. And Esther said to Mordechai, please do it fast day for 3 days and I will go and talk to Ahasuerus about it. And here she goes, and the Megillah says, when she goes, she sees the king is sitting on his chair. Al-Kiseh Malchuto. Again, the chair. The Megillah itself tells us a story about sitting. Amelech Haman Yashvu Lishtot, Haman and Ahasuerus sitting. Sitting. Something about the chair. So comes the Gemara and tells us certain things what really is the creation is on. The Gemara says you should know before creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chair and a Torah. Then, and some other things, and then Hashem created this world. Just the chair was a chair, but Hashem has a chair upstairs, of course, whatever it means. But that chair Hashem made sure to create before he created this world. So what is this, the importance to, so important to create before the creation, for what? What does it mean, the chair? So the Gemara says, you know, we like to think that you sit in a chair, of course, it makes sense the chair should have 4 legs. So, of course, the chair can be made also with a center leg. Maybe it's not so stable. Okay, so says a chair can be made with 3 legs. Maybe 3? No, everybody makes with 4. Sometimes you can see such a thing with 3. But usually, chair with 4 legs. Why? Because, you know, I don't know who made the first chair, but it's, you know, it's more stable, we say. The Gemara says as well, says, you know, the chair has 4 legs. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 4 legs. The 4 are so-called against Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David HaMelech. That's the secret of a chair. And we know we have 4 angels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, they're also on that chair. It means the concept of the world is going to be created. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chair. So called that chair is really going to hold the world. So whatever Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David are going to accomplish, that's made the world established. And those are the 4 angels. Michael is Abraham Avinu, Gabriel is Yitzchak Avinu, Uriel is Yaakov Avinu, probably, and Raphael is David HaMelech, or just those two. Okay, this is the chair of Hashem. It means the world runs this way. It's a secret also what it means, but the Gemara says, well, I'll teach you something else. Hashem has 4 letters, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. Also 4. And also those 4 letters you have to have in mind, those are the legs that holding the chair. Here comes the Torah and tells us, you know, our job in this world is the chair should be complete. That's our job. That's all we need. And the chair, really, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, station upstairs, it's called the world of creation. Means the world really stands on that chair. It means the concept. You have to be like Abraham, maybe like Yitzchak, like Yaakov, like David the Melech. Then Hashem has a chair. And that's really what it means when a person sits on a chair has four legs. That's what a person should have in his mind. My chair has four legs. It means the world really stands on those four things. It means I have to be, in a way, connected to those four legs, to those four angels, to the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch. You know, our hope and obligation for Hashem. That the chair of Hashem should be complete all the time. Chas Shalom should not be damaged, because if something is wrong with the chair, it means the world is not stable, it's shaky. Here comes the Torah and tells us, you should not tell you the secret the Torah tells you. It says, Am Israel came out of Egypt, and before we got to our Sinai, it was Amalek came. And Amalek came, and the Torah says, so, what happened with Amalek? The Torah says, Hashem swears in his chair that he will destroy Amalek. And the reason is, the Torah says, because Amalek, so-called, was able, if you may say, to ruin two of the legs. As you said, the chair has four legs. Two of them, if we may say, are damaged. Which two are damaged, says the Gemara? The last two. As we say before, the first letter is a yud. The first leg is a yud. The second leg is a hey. The third and the fourth are damaged. Are damaged by Amalek. Whatever it means. He was able to do it. Says the Torah, says the Gemara. If Pasuk in the Torah, Kiyad al Keska, he says, you know, Hashem's chair is not completed today. So called two of the legs of the chair that's holding the world has some kind of damage in it. And that, it means as well, as we said, that two of the letters of Hashem has so called a damage. That says, Hashem, so-called, has four letters, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. And it says, Yud and Hey are here. Vav and Hey are damaged. And this is our job, that Hashem's church should be completed. And here comes the Torah, comes the Megillah, and tells you should know the secret of Purim. It's not a secret of Purim. What we did is nothing. That Hashem saved us. See, it's very nice. But it comes to halacha. The Rambam says in halacha, it's halacha in the Mishnah. If somebody does a damage, that he has to pay for the damage. So, for example, Hashalom. Somebody had a little accident. Comes out of the car. He tells the guy, sorry. So he says, sorry, and I say, sorry. So what do you have to pay for the damage? Says the Gemara, okay, he's paying for the damage, but he didn't say sorry. But says, Adam Oad Lo'olam, says, you know, doesn't matter. Your fault, not your fault. He says, it was snowing outside. And says, something happened to your car, nothing. You didn't see nothing. Gemara says, Adam Oad Lo'olam, you should know it's your responsibility. Okay, you got to pay. Even though it's by mistake, you got to pay. Okay, I'm paying. Since the Mishnah says the halacha and Shulchan Aruch, you know, after you paid him. If you say, sorry. Sorry without payment is nothing. Payment without sorry is nothing. That's halacha. Somebody damaged something, even though it didn't mean it, if he meant it, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You got to say you're sorry. Sorry for what? I didn't mean it. My mistake happened. Mistake, I broke something that doesn't belong to me. Salacha is a Mishnah and Baba Kama. Hashem will not forgive you in Shamayim, it's called that you did something. You paid. Payment without asking forgiveness is nothing. And of course, asking forgiveness without paying is nothing. See, you did damage. And constantly, the Gemara says, when Am Yisrael did something, they did not fix it exactly the way it was before. It's very hard to fix before. The world, the Gemara says, stands on Naaseh v'Nishma. Everybody says, Shavuot is coming, Naaseh v'Nishma. You know, Am Yisrael said, Hashem was very happy with us. Comes David HaMelech in Tehillim, chapter 78, he says, listen, ולבם לא נכון עמו. No. It's not true. נעשה ונשמע was never meant. Never meant? It says in Torah, נעשה ונשמע. The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, no. ויפתוהו בפיהם. עם ישראל just said it. You know, in front of Hashem, all of us said something. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Comes the Gemara, says, yeah, it's not true. Not true. Didn't say Naaseh v'Nishma? No, he didn't say Naaseh v'Nishma. How can there be no such thing? Didn't say Naaseh v'Nishma? So the world stands on Naaseh v'Nishma. Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says. If not have said Naaseh v'Nishma, we wouldn't be here. But the job was not completed. We did not mean it 100% to say Naaseh v'Nishma. So how is it possible such a thing? So come to Gemara and says like this. Of course, we came to Egypt to do certain thing. The way the Zohar explains, the way the Torah tells us, Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to end up in Egypt because something, not because we're innocent people. We're going to do something. As Zachary says, we are the generation of the Mabul. We are a generation of Dor HaFlagah, of Dor Sdom. We are the same neshama. Hashem brought us to Egypt to see if he can fix what we did in the life before. The person here in this world has to do something from the world before. I says, how are you going to fix it? How are you going to fix it? And actually, the Gemara says, likewise, Amalek, so-called, if we may say, damaged, the chair of Hashem, a person by his behavior damages Hashem's chair. That means the creation that was made after Hashem made his chair, he said to tell you, the world stands on the chair. And Hashem sits on the chair. And you have to make sure the chair is completed. And Chas v'Shalom, don't do something that might make dents in the chair. And here we also didn't behave so well. That's what happened. Hashem chair is not 100%. And then continued by Amalek, and that's what happened. Hashem chair is not completed. And your job is to complete the chair, that's all. I says, the Rabbi tells us that Elisha one day came to Shunem. He stayed over there, so the lady said, let's build the Elisha like a room upstairs. And let's put over there a chair and a bed and a light and table. You read it in Navi. Story, you know? Furniture. Every piece of furniture resembled something in Shamayim. So in the Mishkan, for example, we had a table in the Mishkan. With menorah in the Mishkan. We didn't have a bed. But those things are connected to the creation of the world. And the person has to have this in mind. It's the spiritual things that hold so-called the physical world. And the Gemara says like this. I'm sorry, by misbehavior, they do some damages to the chair. You should know, this is one of the series of Shavavim. And the Tfilot on Shavavim is is so called to fix Hashem's chair. If Hashem's chair is not complete, Hashem's name is not complete. It goes together. And this is our job in this world. And let the Gemara says, you know the secret, Shlomo Melech one day made a chair. Made a chair. And the description in the Gemara, how the chair was made with so much wisdom, with the special legs and everything. So what's the secret? The Gemara tells us. He made the chair with a secret, something similar to the idea of Hashem's chair. This should have in mind. Put it in Beit HaMikdash. What do you have? I have something to remind me that Beit HaMikdash downstairs is like Shamayim upstairs. And here's the chair of Hashem, holding the world. And after Shlomo made it, Hashem told Shlomo, you sit on it. The Gemara says, Hashem's humbleness told Shlomo to sit so-called on Hashem's chair. Because Shlomo made it so-called as something for Hashem. To remind us, this is Hashem. The Shekhinah is here, and Hashem, Melchishev al Kiseh Rachamim, and I said, you know, the whole thing is Hashem is on the chair. So he made himself as chair in Kabbalah, so-called, if he looked at the chair and you saw the chair, he says, this is chair of Hashem. Hashem told Shlomo, you sit on the chair. Because I want you to understand as a king what's the obligation of the king and what you should have in mind. And actually the Gemara says, the Navi says, Mashiach will come, Yerushalayim's name is going to be changed. On the highway, it's not going to be Jerusalem. It's going to be Kiseh Hashem, the chair of Hashem. The most important thing in your life is Hashem's chair. Most important. And that's the Megillah starts. You should know Sikkot HaPurim. You know what Sikkot HaPurim is? The chair. Achashverosh is sitting on a chair. You read the Megillah, says, so what does it mean? The Gemara says like this, you know, the reason Hashem so-called loves us is because we are the grandson of Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu is a grandson of Arpachshad. Arpachshad was the third son of Shem. Even though the oldest son of Shem was, his name was Elam, since Avram is going to come from Arpachshad, then Hashem said, okay, we are the chosen one. I said, listen, Hashem. The Gemara says, Arpachshad was the third son of Shem. Let's talk about the firstborn. The firstborn is Elam. So, how come Hashem chose us for Avram? But Avram comes from the third son of Shem. Since Avram is going to come, so Gemara says the world stands because of Avram Avinu. So called, this is Avram Avinu's idea and task was Hashem's chair. So the first leg, so called, of Hashem's chair was so called being stronger. Abraham's behavior, and the world stands on it. What says, okay, so, but still, so Elam is the first boy of Shem, should be by him. No, Abraham, okay. Continues the Gemara, you should know, because we don't behave. Hashem said, you know what? Let the kingdom go back to Elam. Hashem wants to so-called to rewind. Since, you know, we are Avram's grandchildren. So Avram did a good job, fine. But you don't do a good job. So therefore, the kingdom should go back to Elam's grandchildren. Who is this guy? Achashverosh. And Daniel, in his book, writes, I am in Shushan. The Shushan is a city in the county. It's called Elam. So the story of the Megillah, you should know, is the chair. Yeah, where is the chair now? In Elam, in Shushan. Shushan Abira, true. The capital is Shushan. What's the name of the county? Elam. Who is Elam? the first son of Shem. The kingdom is going back. Actually, it's a pasuk in Navi. That Hashem said, I'm sending back the kingdom back to Olam. It means Hashem takes the kingdom away from us. And the chosen one, Chas Shalom, are going to be Achashverosh people. And you know, the Gemara says before Mashiach will come, will be Iran will be on the top. And not only that, the Gemara says that Hashem created 10 kind of strength in the world, and 9 of them Iran has. And Achashverosh is in Iran. Where are you? In Elam. Where are you? In Shushan. I said, what do you want? What do I want? I know what I want. The Gemara says Achashverosh knew everything. Achashverosh knew that Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, after 70 years, you go back to Eretz Israel, and according to his calculation, 70 years passed, and says, no more Mashiach. Am Israel is finished. And he was right in his calculation. He was wrong in a bit of the calculation, in the math, but he was right in the idea. And when he brought the chair, the Gamabina said, he's making a party. And the chair. Of course, it's nice. It's a nice item, a chair. But that's not the message. The message is, this is the chair of who? Of Shlomo? No. This is the chair of Hashem. When the chair was taken away from Yerushalayim, it means the kingdom of Am Yisrael is down. So-called feminists say the kingdom of Hashem is so-called damaged a little bit. And that's how the Megillah starts. Achashverosh sitting on the chair. He's making a party. You know why? Because the kingdom is coming back to him. And that's what the Gemara says. He wore the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. He's making a party for 6 months. He says, what's wrong with this guy? What's wrong? Well, he's going to take the dishes of Bet HaMikdash that he has and put them on the table over there. He says, what is this? This is Bet HaMikdash now here. This was his concept. And so-called, he was right a little bit about it. Because really Hashem said, if you don't behave, the kingdom goes back to him. Because he is the grandson of the oldest son of Shem. And that's the story of the Megillah. The chair. The chair that Shlomo built is the chair of Hashem is going so called was taken by Achashverosh and he deserves it. Because he's the grandson of Elam. And then comes the Megillah and says, well, let me tell you something else. It's another chair coming here. It's a chair of Haman, Amalek. And Achashverosh ordered in the parliament, Haman's chair should be higher. Again, it's not Haman's chair. It's the four legs of the bad forces are higher, so-called, the power of Messiah of Hashem. Hashem lets it happen because of our misbehavior, because we went to the party, because we bowed down to the statue. And it says the consequences, something is wrong with the chair. And then when Esther will go and beg Achashverosh for mercy, Megillah will say, the king sits on his chair. She says, oh, over here, no. Of course, it means Achashverosh, but it means something else. It means now the chair has a chance to be fixed. How do you fix the chair? So the Gemara says, two ways. One way the Gemara says, that's what brings it, Amen Yesh Merabah. You know, the whole power of the Kaddish, the Gemara says, Kaddish is more important than the Kedusha. You know, Kedusha, nobody would dare speak. Kaddush, Kaddush, Kaddush. See, somebody speaks in the shul, this is somebody that doesn't know what's going on with him. But Kedusha, everybody thinks the biggest. Comes the Gemara, says, you know, with all the respect, Kaddish is more important than Amen Yesh Merabah more important. You might ask a question like this. What happened if somebody is saying Shmoneh Esre Lachash and hears the Chazan say Nagdisha, Kedusha? Should he answer? Gemara says, no. Next question, the Gemara. Should he say Amen Yesh Merabah? Excuse me. I thought it doesn't say Nagdisha. But you ask him about Amen Yesh Merabah? So the Rishonim say, look, Amen Yesh Merabah is more important than Nagdisha. Otherwise, what's the question of the Gemara? It's a powerful Amen Yesh Merabah. You know what Amen Yesh Merabah? That's what says Rashi says. You know what it means? Hashem's chair should be complete. This is all Kaddish. They say Kaddish on somebody that died. You say Kaddish, 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 Kaddish. I say, what's so good about Kaddish to say for somebody that died? What's the secret about it? They say that Kaddish is the biggest thing. It's a pray to Hashem. It means Hashem's name should be big. What do you mean big? Because Hashem's name is connected to the four legs. And you want Hashem's name should be completed. It says that the guy says, Amen, Yesh Merabah, yes, yes, yes. That Amen Yesh Merabah says the Zohar, that helps the Neshama and Ganet. But the Kavanah, if you don't have this Kavanah, it's worthless. If people don't have this Kavanah, it's worthless. And we have to come to the Knesset, if people know what they're doing, and the Chazan has it in mind. I mean, the Chazan has to be on the stage that he really wants Hashem's chair to be completed. That he is Baruch Hashem, is holy and is pure, and he keeps the mitzvot. Otherwise, his Kaddish is destruction. Yet I have from Rabbi Soloveitchik. He says, Kaddish destroyed the world, destroyed America. People think, yo, he doesn't keep Shabbat, doesn't keep nothing. He comes to the Knesset. He says, Kaddish and his father. And you're shooting yourself. Because the Gadol Kaddish means, I want Hashem's name to be completed. I want the church to be completed. And you just do the opposite. While you're saying Kaddish, you're destroying. So then how you do? You do Kiddush Hashem, the Rabbit Kaddash. That's what it means. You fix the chair of Hashem. And that's what you have to do. But you do Teshuvah, you do Kiddush Hashem. And that's what happened on Purim, really. The secret is, we did a sin. Whatever we did. Comes Esther and Mordechai says, okay, Luta, I need to do Teshuvah, Teshuvah. It's very nice to do Teshuvah, as we said before, but you got to pay. The damage. You damage the chair. How are you gonna fix the damage? Just by saying you're sorry, you're not fixed. Like you said before, paying without doing teshuva, asking for forgiveness won't help. Asking for forgiveness, you do teshuva, comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Kippur, says, sorry. Said, listen, sorry. What do you think? But the chair was damaged. The people said, I did teshuva, I did slichot, and look what happened. You don't understand? You didn't pay. Sorry without payment is worthless. Like paying without sorry is worthless. So what are you supposed to do? How are you going to fix it? And he says, I'll tell you what. The easiest way to fix it is Torah. By learning Torah, you fix the chair. Torah does the job. So actually, how do you know? Chachamim tell us, look, who so-called we know that destroyed the chair? Amalek. Amalek came and the Torah says the chair was damaged and Hashem's name was damaged. The Gemara says, so why did Amalek come? Amalek came because he didn't study Torah. Torah keeps a person from doing bad things. And then the chair is completed. Am Israel didn't behave. Comes the Gemara, tell you what happened. We've seen Naseh v'Nishma, yeah. So the mayor said, no, he didn't say Naseh v'Nishma, it's wrong. But this is the Torah. He did halfway, excuse me. Says the Gemara, what do you do halfway? We told Moshe, listen Moshe, Naseh v'Nishma, give us, Hamisha Chumshe Torah, give us the halach out. Let's see, don't tell us Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, don't tell us Yalkut Yosef, don't tell us Mishnah Berurah, don't tell us Rishonim, don't tell us Yerushalayim, leave it us. Torah Sheba'al Peh we never accepted. Naseh v'Nishma was only 50%. Hashem was happy we did 50%. But Hashem had hoped we'd do the whole 100%. So David HaMelech told him, no, we didn't do it. Says the Gemara, we didn't do it. He said, what do we didn't do it? It says we did. Did half a job. In time of Mordechai, says the Gemara, we accepted Torah Sheba'al Peh, we accepted Shulchan Aruch, we accepted Gemara, we accepted Yalkut Yosef, we accepted Mishnah Berurah, we accepted all the books. I know there's a guy in Bnei Brak, his name is Israel Schneur. He's from France originally. He lives in Bnei Brak. He knows all the Torah, all the Gemarot, everything by heart, by not learning. Baba Sali slept in his house, in his father's house in Paris. He gave him a bracha, son, genius, tzaddik, he was born without learning. He knows everything. He learned in his mother's stomach. Knows everything, everything. He knows book from 1,000 years ago. He knows all the books today that printed to, being printed today, not before he was born. I mean. He learned in his mother's stomach. He came out, they asked him questions. He said, this book, this is. Not only that, he knows the editions of the books. If that book was printed a few times, he knows the edition number one was said like this, and he knows the pages and everything. It's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. On Purim, we accept the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Then the chair is fixed. So the miracle of Purim, but Purim is so strong. What was it? It wasn't just we were safe from Haman. This means nothing. It's our fault Haman came. But Baruch Hashem, we were able to accept Torah Sheba'al Peh, and then we fixed the chair. I mean, I did teshuva shelema, bye. And the payment was Torah. Torah is the payment. So by learning Torah, you fix the chair. So therefore, the Gemara says, Purim will stay forever. Because the chair is to stay forever. Megillat Esther will stay forever. Because Megillat Esther is the secret how to fix the chair. How to fix the damage that Haman did, that Amalek did, and what we did by not behaving to Hashem. And let's to Mechnas Adar say, be happy. Okay, drink wine. He said, why are you happy? I'm happy, Baruch Hashem, the chair is fixed. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us the opportunity to fix the damage we did and the damage that we caused Amalek to do to the chair of Hashem. And therefore, Mabim Simcha, it says, because Hashem is Sarim Samchelev, it says, a person who comes to Adar is to, of course, yain, wine, is sold, as the Gemara says, it's connected to the Torah. But the purpose is the chair. You have to have in mind that the Gemara says, "Amen Yeshmi Rabas Bechavana." You have the Chazan to tell people to today. Gemara says, "Digula," because "Amen Yeshmi Rabas," because the chair is going to fix. The chair is going to be fixed. Mishael Kama Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.